You've talked about the window. There's a window, and it's Sirius now, and there's a timing that's round the corner, and we've got 1 second, 1 minute left. After that passes, will there be any human beings left? Because you've talked about many deaths, ascension by,
Default.
Default, right. And then ascension by choice. So does that mean there aren't going to be any more humans left?
When the environment changes, they can't live in it.
So then,
when will the environment change?
It's changing now. Silly Bill, have you not watched MSNBC?
Hey, Ian. Let me say this. So there's a lot of competition between ascended people or semi-ascending people. So I got myself into a position where I became the greatest something, and then I determined that we would fall and come out of it.
Right.
Or is that in a hologram or some kind of dimension that I control, sort of like an empire, and everybody else here is subject to that. But there are other empires where other things are going on.
Both apply.
Yeah, so I was the what's an athlete? I was the Wayne Gretzky or something of all these battles where people are putting corpses back in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt to set up their timeline so that it makes them look good. That's why you say we have to redo 1960 to 1990 to show that Bob deserved to be in this position.
Oh yeah,
right. Get rid of Barry Goldwater for sure.
Right. So. I've been going through many dimensions, many worlds, eons to get myself in this position, which started a million years ago when I set it up that we would have an ascended continent and then we would leave it and go through all this nonsense and then I would then trigger ion and get us out of it. How many people have used the triggering of ion the way you're doing it this time to get to free a lot of other jerks?
Good question, Bob.
Well, how many have you killed, Bob, yourself personally?
Yeah, I killed a lot of people. And, you know, I was fighting with the Medici's, yeah. All kinds of stuff for many times. In many worlds.
Damn, you're making money.
Right.
And three popes.
Now, I'm not trying to sound like an egomaniac, but you do say that I evoked ion, and then now we're ion's triggering it. So that's a pretty interesting alchemical thing I did. Are there other ways to equal what we're doing with you?
Not yet.
Right. So I pulled off the greatest fucking game so far among non-even humans.
Especially humans.
Right. So it's a an ascended thing.
You are the dark souls. You are the dark souls. So what else would we expect?
Yeah, I mean, you say same like people. You're talking to the guy. The Bible warned everybody about 2,000 fucking years ago. I mean, that's pretty good, eh?
That's quite an achievement.
That's a long way.
Yeah, but I create the long way.
Yeah.
So Saint Germain and those guys, they ascended. But they're just beginning the game of getting to the position of what Bob laid out a million years ago.
Short version, yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard to say this stuff to people, but it's never been said before. You just heard it. This is a wonderful Memorial Day.
Very good. It got a bit fuzzy around your questioning on the hologram
story. At 11:22 as well, Bob.
Now Nick might be on the right point. The hologram story a couple of weeks ago, I'm going past that now, right?
Yeah. Because if you've been here for 2,000 millennia, however many years or whatever time is for you, How you said something that triggered up. I've lost it quickly, but it'll come back. Where you said there's something in your hologram subordinate something something else. What was going on?
Subordinate
there?
Jerks. You guys are subordinate jerks. Like you're somehow allowed yourself to be trapped in my eons long game I've been playing.
But were we participants in the game from the beginning? I'd like to find that.
That's a good question.
You always are. You always are. You never know.
Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so are they, these people here, they're pretending to be unascended to go along with my game. They said, Bob's got a pretty good theatrical presentation here. It's called Hand Signals for the Blind. We're gonna join his fucking comedy troupe and hang out with it.
So what you're saying is if there's duality, Bob, there's another guy out there called Bruce, and he's got his own eye on, and he's got his own hologram, and he's got his own buggers following him.
No, he doesn't. And no, we just Ein said it hasn't been done this way before.
Yeah.
What's to say it's not being done somewhere else this way, though, Bob?
Oh, well, that's what he just said. I said, has it been done this way before?
If it's somewhere else this way, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know, so it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, I blocked off access to any of my competitors. You will never know who's doing what I'm doing.
Bob. We love you, Bob.
Well, it's pretty good speculation. This is major avant-garde metaphysics. This is the
very avant-garde.
If you disagree, Bob will drive a car to a funeral, so don't disagree.
I'll have ultimate deniability. I won't even show up, or some parts of me won't show up, and I won't be known to have killed you.
But we know you killed me the minute I got onto the show, Bob. So, and you know what? It was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. And then again and again and again and again. And, hey, well.
Okay, so meditate on the phenomenal act of evoking Ion. And I've asked Ion, when are the ETs going to come forward? So will the ET be a big announcement? And then you ask, is Ion an ET? But he says, at the end of all, he says, we're going to do it differently this time.
But it still does not answer the question about the hologram.
Well, the hologram, I've got a private session with Ion talking about the Wikipedia or dictionary definitions of the hologram and the holograph are not accurate. So Ion recommended a new word, the hologrammy. And the hologrammy, which is pretty hard to figure out what it means, but I'm trying to get at that. There's something here that makes it all about me, and I got myself in that position. And if I've been around for billions of years, and competing with other people to get themselves in that position, then I pulled it off, and you're talking to the Wayne Gretzky, the Sidney Crosby of World Empire, multi-universe, blah, 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 building, Bob the Builder. That's the thing we're talking about.
That's more like the Hall of Famey, Bob, because there's a whole lot of,
Okay, you guys asked Ion to define hologrammy.
Ion, what's a hologrammy, please?
It's the box that the hologram is engaged inside of.
Ah, see, it's a larger frame. The hologram is inside that. The hologrammy is the bigger frame.
Is that the dodecahedron?
Can we get out?
No, as long as I'm in charge. That's part of the game.
Funny, Bob.
It's
not funny, Bob.
These sound like the arguments of the gods.
It's
this is
not
cute.
Funny, Bob. We don't
yeah,
like this idea.
So are we
all holograms within your hologram, or are we just segments of your hologram?
I am the hologram, and you are mere holographs or holograms.
Dangling ganglia, Bob, is really
okay,
what you're
saying. Okay, so where's Ion in the hologrammy? Are you in the box outside the hologrammy box, Ion?
We'd be the laser.
Aha! Oh, laser beam, guys.
Oh. There you go.
And I'm the one aiming the laser.
No, aren't you the refractor or the reflector or that laser?
No, I'm not. I'm bigger than the hologrammy.
Oh.
Bigger in quotes. I'm outside.
In a hologram, does the laser create the images?
Yes, the laser in the is part of the hologram or the holograph. But if you control that laser beam, you're on the hologrammy level. You're controlling Ion, the laser beam. So you guys are just building your own hologram awareness. But you're doing it inside my box. And
wow.
I'm looking around at other guys doing their boxes in the hologrammy, just outside the hologram position, and I'm taking pot shots at them. Why is the universe so, quote, competitive, Ion?
The race to the bottom, Bob.
Yeah, well, do ascended people compete for something?
No, don't have to.
No.
They don't have to.
Yeah, but but by not competing, they get more and more power, correct?
That's correct.
Right, so the smaller and inconsequential you become, you're on your way to getting the hologrammy status. See, that's the paradox. You can't work towards it. You just have to ignore the whole fucking thing, act dead, and you get more and more power. And that's what I do. I sit around, do nothing, and acquire power.
Good.
You're just feeding off all the hologrammies, though, Bob. That's the power you're getting.
Yeah, so it's like what some of the religious traditions say. You know, you're constantly unlearning, constantly not allowing your mind to get you screwed up in petty little plans. And so Ion says the more you do that, you're activating your non-physical or the stuff you're almost not aware of that makes you more and more powerful, and then all of a sudden the world does bend your will, and then the whole world bends your will, and then you're partying with Saint Germain, and you realize he's an asshole, and you give up on that, and then you get even more power.
Okay, so Bob, here's a question. Ion, so what's with the shakeup of the world? I mean, what's with the EMP and the water and the this and that? What's that about?
The shifting change of the world as you know it.
Okay, but
it's changing the laser beam. So, Ion,
yes,
I'm changing the world. I'm causing that.
Bob, you're ascended. What I'm trying to say.
I'm not even. You know, this is the difficult point. I'm not doing it, but I am doing it because I've been nothing for so long. Because you can't stop ascending. You can't stop acquiring power.
No, you can't, Bob. But those wishing to ascend,
they don't get it.
I didn't hear
you,
Bob. They don't get it.
If you try to ascend or have images of what ascension is, you won't get it.
No, I get you there. I understand. But those people that ascend, okay, those individuals that get back their power and they ascend, all the rest will become irrelevant. Whether there's EMPs or there's water or whatever's going on, earthquakes and fires, etc., will make no difference in the grander scheme of things. Is that right?
Right. Aaron? But the creative force in our being, out of our words and atoms, continues making. So you're ascended, you're still going for more. You just have to be more subtle about it.
And is the hologrammy an upgrade to the empire?
It's a good question.
Did you say equal to the empires? What did you say?
No,
the hologrammy?
Upgrade. An upgrade to the empire.
Yeah. That we're constantly upgrading yourself.
Empire.
So, Ion, you get what I'm trying to say. Is that the right scenario to say it? You keep upgrading yourself.
Well, it's close.
Like Ira in the game.
It's close, right? Know what he said. It's close.
It's glib because it's too simplistic, but it applies because it speaks to the directional capacity of how long it took you to get this far, down, up and down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. The snakes and ladders.
Okay. Yes. So the ascension process is helped by doing the OA movements. So in those movements, you're getting a sense of your own physical power. Is that right? Or are you harnessing another power in order to command the angels?
Yes.
Yeah. The OA gesture would be forms of nothing.
Meaning, Bob? What do you mean?
Well, you can't stop making gestures or creating. You just can't stop it. So the more you're attuned to not directing it, or directing it by not directing it, then there's more and more invisible gestures. It's like Plato's archetypes that aren't in matter. So more and more using forms of nothing that keep expanding, imploding, being productive.
Okay, Bob, so does ascension then open a portal, a door to all knowing?
Those are the early forms of ascension, immature forms.
So how then does the OA movement assist in that process?
It's not helping the process. That's to get control over the angels.
And then? So you have legions of angels, you have control.
Yes, that's what God does.
Yeah, angels are forms of the invisible. It's a form, you're working with nothing, angels, and they align with you, do your bidding as you move into other realms that don't even need angels.
So what you're doing is you're destroying your biases all along the way, Bob.
Unlearning. You're catching up with the speed of awareness. Cosmic awareness said we live at one quadrillionth of a second, something like that. So you get more and more in touch with that speed of momentary shifts.
So
you wouldn't have time to eat. You wouldn't have a form to feed.
No,
that's why you wouldn't eat.
I hear you. So seeing the unseeing or the unseen with these lying eyes is what you're saying is that process now becomes, if you're living in one quadrillions of a second, it's that visual bias thing goes away and you're now able to see more clearly.
Yeah. Goes away. You're going nuts on the chat line. Amy, this is the best conversation. A wow moment. That's right. No one's ever heard anybody talk this crazy.
Yes, because is it like what we hear about Solomon, the King Solomon?
Yeah.
Is what we were supposed to do, or we are supposed to get to, like, he could talk to all types of entities and build anything he wanted.
It's like when we ask Ayn how to do something, Ayn's aware that all levels of ascended beings are listening.
Right.
And so they know some of the ways to do it. Others here don't. And so Ayn uses silence to communicate to all levels whatever they're going to add from what Ayn implies as it emits iridescence.
I got you, Bob.
Yes, because one of the things he did was to build the temple.
Yes.
So why would that be so important?
Because making physicality is part of the ascending process, making things. So there are things that have been made, and they're tremendous what they were. And we will recover that knowledge, plus come on and make new things. Like we're making, Ina said that the shoebread we've got, that the Kowathnites had, we got a better shoebread now. Or Bob's hologram is moving ahead with even more fucking patents. I mean, people can't keep up with me. Saint Germain, Melchizedek, Jesus, they all gave up. And we got Ayn here. We've never had a conversation before. We have, quote, God on the sideline judging what you're saying. How do we do in that paragraph, God? God agree?
Yes, like, you are worse than that the science fiction movies where the crazy scientists wanted to control, take over the world.
Right.
You're taking over the hologrammy.
The whole what?
The hologrammy.
The hologrammy, yeah, like I took no interest in science and regular knowledge. I said, this is probably puny. It's wrong. So I allowed myself to travel all over the fucking place, you know, in other worlds, remembering what I'd already established. So you've got to remember what you've already done. Like, you guys don't know the hologrammies you've made. You forgot them. Unless you're joining me because you agree with my hologrammy. You volunteered just to pretend I have an audience.
Yes, but it's like we're not even aware of things that we're doing according to Ion. Like, he
right.
says I'm killing people or
yes.
deciding if they live or not or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah, you're not aware you're killing your father. If you allow that thought to rest in you without feeling bad emotional about it, then that allows you to get onto more improbable scenarios. Like, you're burning down Mexico. That's after you killed your father, and then you have to accept that you burned down Mexico, and then you'll, whatever the next one is, that you, you have the ownership of Chambord, and nobody can get in there because you run
well,
the entrance
we're
book.
We're taking everything so that there's an address vault.
So that's what I spend a lot of my time just thinking up ridiculous scenarios. I didn't write it down. See, being an author, science fiction author, you get caught up in writing the book and getting publishers and going on book tours. Waste time. Just think up an idea, live with it for 2 days, and then go on to another idea. And it gets more and more preposterous.
Hey, I'm taking over your hologrammy.
Yeah, I mean, get in line. Get in line, Roxy. A lot of people already said that to me many times. Yeah, you're like Godzilla. You know, Carol liked that picture. Wait a minute. Carol liked that picture you posted. It looks like New York City, but it might be Mexico. It has Godzilla on the edge of it marching into the big city.
That's Mexico City now. You know, it looks like fog. It's the...
Well, they got high sky. They got a lot of skyscrapers,
fire.
Like New York City.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
No,
so many.
Not like New York City, but it's a mega big city with a lot of...
Yeah, so look on Roxy's Facebook page and look at the picture of Mexico with this. Who put that in there? A friend of yours, or you don't know?
Everybody makes jokes about everything in Mexico, like
yeah,
oh
so yeah, they had Godzilla walking into the Mexico City. So that's you. That, see, Roxy just declared, "I am Godzilla," and I'm walking into Bob City, Bobstown.
Yes, I think it's in the Students of Bob.
Yes. Oh, okay. No, it's on my thing. No. I saw it on your Facebook, but you put it over in Students of Bob. It's funny watching Roxy. She has these standards. She's, okay, that should not go into Bob's main Facebook. This has got to go over to Students of Bob. And you never know why she's putting one in Students of Bob and the others in the other place. And it's a ridiculous amount of food you're posting right now. This is to keep your mother happy?
Yes, it's a way of distracting myself. I don't sleep more, so I'm eating.
Oh, you're eating more?
Like yesterday, I discovered there is a guy here in my hood that makes not only the best sausages in Germany, but in Europe, according to him. And he learned it from an order, you know, this...
From who?
There are some, like, handicrafts that come from the medieval ages.
Yeah.
And he's like a knight of the sausages. There is an order in France that they go through a initiation and, I don't know, training to know how to do sausages.
Yeah.
Like, all types of sausages. Like, they have, like, 60 types of sausages.
And this is near your home that you never noticed before?
No. You know, this is Templar territory, so there are this type of weird things.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
It's called Rixdorf, for anybody who knows. Look up Rixdorf. That's the Templar part of Berlin.
And yeah, their special sausage is made with blood. And there is a German recipe called Dead Grandmother with these blood sausages. And I'm like, oh, God, this is really funky.
Funky. Dead Grandmother.
It's called like that because it's made with this blood boost. like a sausage made with blood.
Yeah.
And it's called like that. They eat it with like a potato, smashed potatoes, smashed apples, and this sausage. I just got two of the most famous just to try them. But I have to go now to see how to cook them.
Yeah.
They cannot be grilled or cooked like the normal sausages. You have to make sauerkraut, and then you cook them on top of the sauerkraut with the vapor.
Where do you go to find out how to cook them?
The husband of my friend, he knows how to do that.
Okay.
So I bought them to see how he does that.
Right.
So now I'm about to go.
Okay.
To eat the dead mother. No, dead grandma. But I'll take some pictures.
Yes, yes.
But Ion told me to eat more, so that's
You're
why
doing
I'm
that.
So just like...
So Amy says, the frequency of this show is high. We can hear clearly now. Then she says, cheers to blood sausage.
Yeah. Tote Oma, high staff.
Where's the... Did Ion go away? He's not speaking. Is Ion making a coup attempt on me? See, Ion could be at some other level of a hologram that set us all up.
Uh-oh. Now what you going to do?
Yeah, now what are we going to do? Ion declaring his...
Ion, thank you for the wonderful playlist.
Yeah, what is this fucking... Is Ion outdoing me as a DJ? Do I need to check out this playlist?
Bob, you better get your shit together. You are being way outdone at the moment.
I am taking over your hologram.
Yeah. I can't believe it. The crappy post. It can't be good. And also, it's YouTube's. It's not as fast as mine. I can go from one song to the next. Click, click, click. You can't do that with YouTube's.
No, I'm they can. Well, thank you so much. Have fun.
Happy day.
I'll show you the pictures
yes.
of the dead grandmother.
I think Nick needs to be unmuted, Bob.
What, Nick? Okay. No, everybody's unmuted.
I hope this is ascended blood, at least.
Well, ask Ion. What is she going to eat, Ion?
Cow blood sausage.
Ion.
How are you?
Yes.
What is she going to eat with this dead grandmother sausage?
Well, you told me to eat more. That's why I'm eating all types of things.
Get some nice croissant.
Okay. We miss you.
Roxy will do whatever Ion says.
Yes. They know.
They know.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Well, we did. Awareness said that I'd be good at higher abstractions. That's what we just witnessed. An hour of higher abstractions.
Yes, and next, because I cannot leave my obsessions with the castles, maybe I should start doing Ion's recipes, like videos.
Like videos?
Videos of Ion recipes.
Well, does Ion give out recipes?
Yes.
Where are they?
Like Elvis Presley sandwich and...
Where are these? Where do you experience those?
On the archives.
Oh, you mean that you hear them. Right, right. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You can make an Ionic cookbook.
Yeah. So, I'm starting today.
Congratulations. You witnessed the past hour of speculation. Ed's got to make this a special thing.
I'm going to make the sausage beating.
Yes. But you go back and listen to what we were saying.
Of course, I've been listening all this time.
I know. No, I mean all of us. You go back and listen to what I said this past hour. No human's ever said that nonsense before.
No, it's a shock to know we're in a hologram.
Yeah, you're the hologrammy.
Like Frank Zappa said, it's weird to be alive.
Yes, it's weird to be alive. Weird to be Bob's hologrammy.
Bob's got his own Oscar going on here.
Yeah,
his own Oscar
Grammys
are handed out called Holly Grammys.
The hologrammy tour of Frank Zappa.
So Vic, we didn't get to hear what you just said.
I said, you got your own Oscars going here, Bob. It's you know, you're handing out your own hologrammies. You know, the Grammy at at the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay, Roxy. Quench your thirst. Go do what you're going to do. Attempt to assassinate me, like I said to Judas, or my buddy said to Judas. Do what you're going to do. Do it now.
Quickly.
Yes, do it quickly, Roxy.
So, Bob,
what I just said the last 45 minutes, none of you people would have said that. You can't say it. You can't think it. You don't know how to do it. That's where the power comes from.
Bob, it was a phenomenal frequency that you were coming in on that. I think there was just something that was just amazing in the way that you, the sesquidillion came out of you. And
sesquifidelian, that's right.
Sesquifidelian.
Does Michael agree with you? You agree with Nick, Michael?
When I find out what sesquifidelian means, I'll tell you.
No. Ian's explained it. You must have missed it a couple weeks ago. It means a person who uses big words.
No, I know.
That's what it means. Sesquifidelian is one who uses big words.
Well, I've learned a lot of words since I've met you, Bob.
Yes. But no, I'm saying, do you agree with Nick's assessment of the last 45 minutes where I laser beamed in on a new wave?
Yes, now I have to question my whole existence again.
Yeah, those invisible forms. You're going to have to revamp your invisible forms.
Melissa, at least if you're laughing,
Bob,
you're learning.
You make us question our existence more than once.
That's the process. Question the forms you assume you're made up of. That's the ascending process.
Well, I'll do what you say Zappa does, or I doubt it.
No, that didn't get heard. Do it again.
Don't you say we should be like Zappa and doubt everything? So I doubt it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a good point. That's what I'm advocating. You doubt it. Along the way, you make things by accident or by sidebars, but you don't do it. So that's why when Ian says that Zappa hated music and was trying to make the perfect thing, he never got there, that's the way that it will ascend if you're a musician. He's unraveling his forms.
But he didn't ascend.
Oh. That's Ion's bullshit on behalf of me. Remember, I have to be greater than Frank, so I've got this voice here from, as Sun Ra said, from another dimension, putting down every holy office by just saying it with Ion's power. I killed May, I killed McLuhan, I killed LaRouche, killed everybody. Zappa, we don't know if he's got somebody saying that in his Grammy. Probably not.
It's Grammy.
Hello, Grammy.
I mean, if I was in a little village, you know, 600 years ago, I couldn't be saying, well, I'm going to kill my neighbor, I killed my neighbor, blah, blah, blah. Here in this impersonal, hyper-decentralized world, I can make outlandish statements about Zappa, and Gail doesn't hear them, or his sons don't know, or Eric McLuhan's son doesn't know.
But you fuck a one goat, Bob.
What? What'd you say?
Apparently,
but you fuck a one goat in that village, and that's you.
I fucked one goat? Is that what you're saying?
No, man, it's a joke, Bob. I'd have to tell you the whole story, but I only used it once. But you fuck a one goat, eh?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so you see how you can get away with a lot of statements now.
Bob, there's
nobody's hearing them.
No, there's a definite shift in the frequency of what's going on even now, Bob. I mean, right from the beginning, from when Iron came back to what's happening here, there's a definite, there's a sense of urgency, whatever that means. There's a, something else is happening. And even Iron was saying your frequency is changing, the way that you're remembering things, that things are coming back. So something else is going on, which we're not even aware of in your own hologrammy, or the
I'm aware of it. You know, we are accomplishing what we said we'd do, which was sounded ridiculous 10 years, 8, 9, 7 years ago. Now we will very shortly realize those things for people to know them. Then we'll move on to even more amazing things.
Okay, but we've got a couple of minutes, and I don't know if Iron's still around, but then we've got the living water and the shoe bread to look forward to. Now, what's to say that that's not already here, and that's not, and if it is already here, why is it not freely available?
Well, because there's a timing for these processes, because there's a lot of other holograms who are not keen on having these things distributed. See, that's the competition. That's the war. I mean, Big Pharma is conspiring right now to figure out how can we absorb what Carol knows into their labs. And they're going to make all kinds of overtures to try to absorb Carolyn.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it won't work.
Ian was saying something over you as well, Bob. What were you saying, Ian?
Just that you're on the process. Continue on. All is well.
Continue on.
Getting weller. Getting weller. Getting weller.
You know, he talks about other people say platitudes. In the end, that's all Ian is, a bunch of platitudes. Well timed, though. We have to say they're well timed.
Yeah.
So, Ian, in the first episode of The Society on Netflix, that writing on the wall of the church, was that misspelt by the actor who said it? Was that actually Tunkalo Paisen written on the wall?
Yes.
Many, 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 many Tunkalo Paisen is what I thought it was. Although they didn't say it like that, but it looked like that was the spelling.
Oh, where was this, Michael? What are you talking about?
There's a series on Netflix called The Society. I've watched one or two. I won't carry on because it's not that great. But in the first episode, on a church wall, it's written, Mene, Mene. And then what looks like Tunkalo Paisen, which Iron says often, and you have been, and the person who reads it interprets it as you have been measured and found wanting, which is what Iron has also said. And
so, Iron, are there people writing down what you're saying, pitching it in Hollywood, and there's a lot of them doing it, but only one gets picked? It was a question, Ion.
What was the question?
Is there all kinds of people listening to our shows, writing down the crazy ideas, pitching them to someone in Hollywood for a series like The Society, and they're going to use stuff that we say, and yet there's a lot of people listening, a lot of people pitching it, and it's like a lottery. One person gets picked, and then they use our stuff. It's like we're a hologrammy for the holograms of Hollywood.
There you go. There you go. Good. That's close to right.
Yeah. And half these people may be not even listening to the show. They're just bumping into us in their parallel world traveling.
Still doesn't say where that damn Domenici money is, Bob.
in the bank in the middle of Beverly Hills on somebody else's name.
Right. And I saved 90210. That's why I saved it.
Uh-huh. Should I say thanks, Bob?
Ooh. No. There's no Bob here to say thanks to.
So it's in somebody's house in Beverly Hills, on.
In a bank.
No, in a bank in Beverly Hills.
In a bank. Heavily bills.
So we're coming down to the final minutes, people. You're now going to have to wait till Tuesday before you plug back in. You're going to have to figure out something to do the next 48 hours.
Oh, joy.
Thank you, Ian.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
It's time to put Ian back in the box. Ian's going back in the box.
Jeannie goes back into the box.
Yes. We let him scrawl, you know, platitudes on the chat line. Ian just sits there making huge lists of YouTube playables.
Yeah, they're very delicious, Bob. It's a very eclectic bunch of music there for every single year.
Going back to the 20s?
Bob, it's just huge. I mean, the expanse and the width and the breadth of the amount of music that's there, and just, yeah, the various artists, the number of people. Very
well,
good.
I like
very
the way Ian says it can't be found.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
All right.
We'll be back.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank you, Grammy.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
There you go. Happy day.
Happy day.
I don't know why I always cut short.